Harold Carmichael was already established in the NFL. When you found out you were going to be coming here to Philadelphia, were you thinking about Harold Carmichael as a guy you'd be throwing passes to?
You're damn right I was. I still remember that Monday night game when the Rams came to Philadelphia. I think it was like 74. I think we won the game like 47-0. We crushed the Eagles.
Yeah.
But I remember in pregame warm-up watching this number 17 run routes as a wide receiver. You know, it was like a Moses Malone power forward. You know, when you looked at Harold and said, oh, man, look at this guy. Not only was Harold tall, but his fingers touched the ground. His arms were so long. His catch radius was absolutely incredible. And I remember watching him in a pregame warm-up, and then, lo and behold, a couple years later, he's my teammate. So I was very fortunate to literally inherit a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Charles, these guys are young, so they don't remember watching Harold get catches from Roman Gabriel, from John Shira, from yourself. Watching him when I was a kid, you know, people would just say, oh, he's 6'7", 6'8", whatever he was. But the grace and the athleticism and the speed. I never saw anybody catch a wide receiver screen before him. I don't remember anybody catching a fade before him. Did he kind of like become what would be NFL wide receivers, like invent some things for you guys to use NFL wide receivers for?
No question. And, you know, we used the bubble screens, you know, back in the 70s. Yeah, everyone thinks the football was invented last year. You know, those are things that, you know, we used back then. We used to run, you know, the fade, the alley-oop. And, you know, Harold would always get mad at me because we would spend the day before the game, like it was a Saturday for a Sunday game or a Sunday for a Monday game. When practice was over, we would go down to the end zone and work our way from the 10-yard in, throwing those fades and alley-oops. And we would spend literally a half hour after practice, just Harold and I running that route because we knew the next day it was, you know, coach was going to call it or I was going to call it or we were going to audible to it, you know, to that fade. And, you know, Sid Gilmore used to call it, meet me at the corner. So, you know, wherever Harold was, I would throw the ball to the pylon in the corner with some air under it, and he would just go up and take it away. And I really don't remember that play ever being stopped when we ran it. But when I say Harold got mad at me one time because each week we'd change up the signal where it'd be just an audible between, even if a running play was called, Harold and I would have an audible. I would either grab my face mask or I'd put my finger in my ear hole of my helmet. And that was an indicator that I was going to throw the fade to him. And he said, I remember telling me, Charles, every time I look in there and you're grabbing your face mask, you're putting your finger in the hole of your helmet, you got a smile on your face. That's tipping the secondary. I said, you're damn right, Harold, because I see when they press bump and run on you and you got a 5'8 Darryl Green on 6'7 Harold Carmichael, I'm throwing it to you, brother. So, but he got mad at me once.